Okay, good. What do you call this flat grassy country that's down around the sea coast or out in Oklahoma or in the west? You know, it's flat and it's grassy. Do you have any name for that kind of?
I'm
ready.
You'd call it the
prairie. Good, good. That's what I wanted you to say. What do you call a pair of straps that you wear over your shoulders sometimes to support your trousers?
Well, some call them galluses and some call them suspenders. So that's what.
Okay.
I think the really is suspenders is what you should call them. Some of them use sort of slang language and says galluses.
All right.
So, have you ever heard
Gallison? I've heard Gallison plenty of
times. But it should be called a suspender.
All right. Now, what do you call unthickened gravy that's made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat?
That's speckled gravy.
All right.
Is that right?
Good, good.
You ever
eaten
a ham?
Oh, yeah. I used to love it. It's especially good on potatoes, I think.
Boiled speckled gravy and biscuits good.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you call the liquid that you burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Okay. What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout? Sometimes.
Ironwood Rudel.
Good. What do you call an itching soreness that you get between the toes?
Athlete feet.
Okay. What do you call cheap whiskey that people buy at the store, you know, it's just cheapest stuff they can get?
Get out of the country.
Did you ever call it Rot Gut or White Lightning? Or?
Yeah, that is so bad as White Lightning. Yes,
sir. All right. Now, what do you call homemade whiskey?
Well, some of them call it homebrew and some of them call it
Moonshine?
Moonshine.
All right.
That's what I'm trying to get. I can't remember as well as I used to when I was younger.
Well, you know, it takes a little bit of doing to remember, recall some of those words that you haven't used in a while.
Right.
What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Well, a doll.
All right. Now, you'd say that things
doll.
Like...
Doll? They love to play with a doll.
All right. What you'd say that a doll and a little truck and so forth, they would all be what? What category? What do you buy a child for Christmas?
They usually buy dolls and little trucks and carriages. And
would you ever call them a toy or a play toy?
Toys, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever heard of play toys?
Play
toys.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All right. Now, this is a section in which you use words that you use every day. Let's take a word like see. You know, like, I see you, you'd say, right now, I see you, right? But if you saw me yesterday, you'd say, yesterday, I saw you. You see, it changes from see to saw there. Mm-hmm. Or you take a word like sing. You'd say, has that song ever been sung?
Sung before.
Mm-hmm. And then you might say, I sang that song yesterday. So then it changed to sung and then to sang. Now, I'm going to give you a key word. The first one here is buying, like what you do at the store, you buy things. All right. And then I'm going to leave a blank in a sentence I'm going to read. And you tell me just what you'd say if you were going to say this sentence. Just not what may be correct in a school book or something, but what you'd say every day. All right, let's take a word, buying. You'd say, have the groceries been what yet?
Been delivered yet.
Or they've been what? If you're going to ask if someone had been buying the groceries, you'd say have